ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಅನಾದಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಸರ್ವಕಾರಣ ಕಾರಣ ಚಿಂತಾಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಕಟ ಸನ್ಮ ಸುಕಲ್ಪ ವೃಕ್ಷ ಲಕ್ಷಾವೃತೇಷು ಸುರಭಿರ ವಿವಾರಯಂತಂ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಶತ ಸಂಭ್ರಮ ಸೇವ್ಯಮಾನಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ವೇಣುಂ ವನಂತ ವರವಿಂದ ದಲಾಯ ದಾಕ್ಷಾಂ ಬರ್ಹಾವತಂ ಸಮಸಿತಂ ಬುಧ ಸುಂದರಾಂಗಂ ಕಂದರ್ಪ ಕೋಟಿ ಕಮನೀಯ ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೋಭಾಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಆಲೋರ ಚಂದ್ರ ಕಲ ಸರ್ವ ನಮಾಯ ವಂಶಿ ರತ್ನಾಂಗದಂ ಪ್ರಣಯತೇನಿ ಕಲಾವಿಲಾಸಂ ಶ್ಯಾಮಂ ತ್ರಿವಂಗದಹಿತಂ ನಿರತ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಅಂಗಾನಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಕಲೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ವೃದ್ಧಿಮಂತಿ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಪಾಂತಿ ಕಲಯಂತಿ ಚಿರಂ ಜಗಂತಿ ಆನಂದ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಸದುಜ್ವಲ ವಿಗ್ರಹಸ್ಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಅದ್ವೈತಮಚ್ಯುತಮನಾದಿಮನಂತರೂಪಂ ಆಯಂ ಪುರಾಣ ಪುರುಷಂ ನವಯೌವನಂ ಚ ವೇದೇಷು ದುರ್ಲಭಮದುರ್ಲಭಮಾತ್ಮವತ್ವೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಅನಂತಾಸ್ತು ಕೋಟಿ ಶತವತ್ಸರ ಸಂಪ್ರಗಮ್ಯೋ ವಾಯೋರಥಾಪಿ ಮನಸೋ ಮುನಿ ಪುಂಗವಾನಂ ಸೋಪ್ಯಸ್ತಿ ಯತ್ರ ಪದಶೂನ್ಯ ವಿಚಿತ್ಯ ತತ್ವೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಏಕೋಪ್ಯಸೌರ ಚೈತುಂಡ ಗಗನ ಕೋಟಿಂ ಯಚ್ಚಕ್ತಿರಸ್ತಿ ಜಗದಂತ ಚಯಾಯ ದಂತ ಅಂಗಾಂತರಸ್ತ ಪರಮಾನುಚಯಾಂತರಸ್ತಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಯದ್ಭಾವಭಾವಿತಿಯೋಮನುಜಸ್ತದೈವ ಸಂಪ್ರಾದ್ಯರೂಪಮಹಿಮಾಸನಯಾನಭೂಷ ಶುದ್ಧಯಮೇವ ನಿಗಮಪ್ರತಿಭೈಸ್ತುವಂತಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಆನಂದಚಿನ್ಮಯರಸಪ್ರತಿಭಾವಿತಾಭಿ ಪ್ರಾವೀರ್ಯರೇವ ನಿಜರೂಪತಯ ಕಲಾಭಿ ಗೋಲೋಕ ಏವ ನಿವಸಾಧ್ಯ ಕ್ರಿಯಾತ್ಮಭೂತೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಂಜನಾಚುರಿತ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲೋಚನೇನ ಸಂತ ಸದೈವ ಹೃದಯೇಷು ವಿಲೋಕಯಂತಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರಮಚಿಂತ್ಯ ಗುಣಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ರಾಮಾರಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಶುಕಲಾನಿ ಅನೇನ ತಿಷ್ಠನ್ ನಾನಾವತಾರ ಮಕರೋತು ಮನೇಶು ನಿಂತು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸಮಭವತ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನ್ಯೋ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭಾ ಪ್ರಭವತೋ ಜಗದಂಗ ಕೋಟಿ ಕೋಟಿಶ್ವಶೇಷ ವಸುಧಾದಿ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಭೀಮಂ ತದ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಕಲಮನಂತಮಶೇಷ ಭೂತಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾರಿ ಪುರುಷಾಂ ತಾಂ ವಜಾಮಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಜಗದಂಗ ಶತಾನಿ ಸೂತೆ ತ್ರೈಗುಣ್ಯತಾಯಮಾನ ಸತ್ವಾವಲಂಬಿ ಪರಸತ್ವಂ ವಿಶುದ್ಧ ಸತ್ವಂ गोविन्दमायि पुरुषां तमहं भजामि आनन्दचिन्मयरसात्मकया मनःसु या प्राणिनां प्रतिपदं स्मरतां मुदेत्य लीलायितेन भुवनानि जयात्रजस्रं गोविन्दमायि पुरुषां तमहं भजामि गोलोकनाम्नि निजनाम्नि कले च तस्य देवी महेश हरिधाम सुतेषु तेषु ते प्रभावनिशया विदिताश्च येन गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि सृष्टिस्थिति प्रलयसाधनशक्तिरेका एव यस्य भुवनानि विवर्ति दुर्गा ईशानुरूपमपि यस्य च चेष्टते स गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि जीवाद्यताकारविशेषयोग सञ्जायते न हि तथा कृतकस्ति हेतो या सम्भूतामपि तथा समुपैति कार्य गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि दीपार्चिरेव निजशान्तरमाभ्युपेत्य दीपायते विहृतहेतुसमानधर्मा व्यस्तादिरेव निजैश्वरयाभिवाति गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि यथाति स्म योगा नीरामनन्तजगदन्तसरोमकूपा आधारशक्तिमबलं व्यपरं स्वमूर्तिं गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि यस्यैकनिःश्वसितकालमहावलम्ब्य जीवन्ति लोम विलजा जगरन्द्रनाथ विष्णुर्महांस हृदयस्य कलाविशेषो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि भास्वान्यतस्म सकलेषु निजेषु तेज श्रियं क्रियः प्रकटयत्र पितर्वरत्र ब्रह्माय एष जगदन्नविधानकर्ता गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि यत्पादपालवयुतं विनिधाय कुम्भ वन्दे प्रणामसमये सगणाधिराज दीनां विहन्तमलमस्य जगत्रयस्य गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि अग्निर्महीकरणाङ्गुमरुद्दिशश्च कालस्तथात्ममनसि त्रिजगत्रयाणि यस्माद्भवन्ति विभवन्ति विशद्धिरं च गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि यच्चक्षुरेश सविवासकलाग्रहाणा राजा समस्तसुरमूर्तिरशेषतेज यस्याज्ञयामतिसंवृतकालचक्रो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि धर्मोधपापनिशयाशुरयस्तवांसि ब्रह्मादिकीकपतगावधयश्च जीवा यद्धातमन्त्रविभवाप्रभवाप्रभाव गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि यस्यैन्द्रगोपमधुरेन्द्रमहोत्सवकर्म ूपभवाजनमातरोति कर्माणि नेतहतिन्तु च भक्तिभाजं गोविन्दमादिपुरुषां तमहं भजामि यं क्रोधकामसहजा प्रणयादिभीति वात्सल्यमोहगुरुगौरवसेव्यभावै संचिन्त्य तस्य सदृशं तनुमा पुरेते गोविन्दमादि पुरुषां भजामि श्रिया कान्ता कान्ता परमा पुरुषा कल्पतरुभो द्रुमा भूमिश्चिन्तामणि
गणमयन्तरमृतम् तथा गानं नाजं गमनमपि वांसि या सखी चिदानन्दं यदि परमपि तथास्वाद्यमपि च स यत्तशिरप्ति शपति सुरभिव्यश्च सुमान् निषादाख्यो वा भजति नहि यथापि समयः भजे श्वेतद्वीपं दमहं या गुरुकम् इति याम् इदन्तस्ते सन्ताक्षिति विरला चरा कतिपये ईश्वर परमा कृष्ण
सच्चिदानन्द विग्रह गोविन्द सर्वकारण कारण
Vasudev, have you already guided everyone in Ajman, or what do we do now? Oh no, I understand. Yes, no, this is better. Yes, first of all, Hare Krishna. It is wonderful to see so many devotees already. Like Gaurahari said, we start strong. Usually there are so many days passing before we come to Nityananda Trayodasi, but during this festival, this is the first festival day, and already we are celebrating Nityananda's appearance day and the initiations. I personally feel that this is the best time in which we can receive the sacred initiation and also give the sacred initiation. As you have heard from the two lectures this morning, Lord Nityananda's position is very, very special. I like very much Jayapataka's Maharaj's answer when someone asked him, how can we get the mercy of Nityananda? And he answered, how can you avoid the mercy of Nityananda? This should be the question. It is so. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, what is the only qualification to get the mercy of Nityananda? He says, all those who fall down before Lord Nityananda offering the obeisances, they will certainly obtain the mercy of Nityananda. That's very simple, to show respect. It's very simple. So, I must say, from my own experience and watching Prabhupada giving initiations, watching my godbrothers, seeing initiations in ISKCON, I am not so sure that this works if we only rely on our own strengths. To bring a conditioned soul back to Godhead, or for the conditioned soul to go back to Godhead, is really such a mighty project that even Brahma and Shiva will faint when they think about the difficulties, the obstacles which can appear on the road. And our experience in the Hare Krishna movement shows that so many good souls start with a lot of enthusiasm, the journey, but somewhere, at least in this lifetime, they lose the path again. So watching this as someone who is a disciple and watching this as someone who has been asked to take the function of the guru, I am very, very have become very hesitant to give initiations, because the numbers, the statistics of those who make it is very small. Still, I do think it is possible, and how this is possible I will explain in the lecture a little later, but not on our own strength. Alone, we don't stand much chance. There must be a divine agent there who takes care that we are moving forward, who carries us, so to say. So I'm very enthusiastic about this ceremony. I know all those who take the first initiation and the second initiation. I know them personally, and I'm sorry, it was not always very easy before I accepted you. I know that, but I think you understand my hesitation was because I'm just, how can I ignore what my eyes and my mind and my experiences tells me? So, but with all of you, I'm really happy. I know one of you couldn't make it. They were denied an entry visa into Germany. And I'm sorry, but don't worry. It will be given later. Nityananda decided this is not the time, so it will be given as soon as possible. Good. So I want to ask all of you to now let us enter the sacred room which a yagya is opening for us. Let us also, for those of you who have been who are initiated, I would like to encourage you to do something very beneficial for you. Why don't you recommit? What is recommitment? It means you have committed once, you have taken the initiation vows, but perhaps you feel like many devotees, it would be nice to, you know, renew my commitment. And you can use this, you can participate like this in the ceremony. But over everything else, I request you to shower your good wishes on these devotees who take today their sacred initiation vows and obtain a possibility, an opportunity to really move forward with renewed strength. So please, your good wishes are required. Fine, with this I want to ask Vasudev, our pujari, to continue guiding us through the ceremony. What we will do next, he will explain to us.
Hare Krishna. The first initiated one, everyone has an Agbis already? Everyone has?
Neck beads?
Who don't have, please put on your neck beads 3 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's good if it's done properly, yeah. I've just seen you, just to be sure, we have three rows of neck beads, yes? It's everyone? One, two, three? If it's not, then you can correct that later, you know. There is this, I always feel when we enter a ritual, which this is, then it's good if we drive by the traffic laws of that ritual, because then it works, you know, very well. Good.
Okay, now we will do Achman. That's everyone in front of you have a cup. We do the Panchapata for everyone. A cup with a spoon, okay? First you take the spoon with your right hand, you put one drop in the left hand, just to make it fast. And then one drop in the right hand, and then we chant the mantra together, okay? Just to say, just that you know what you have to do now. First we chant the mantra, and then now when we chant Om Keshavaya Namah, then we sip the mudra very well. Sip the water from this. Doesn't mean drink, but sip, and then go, okay? And then again, purify the right hand. Om Keshavaya Namah, Om Narayana Namah, Om Madhavaya Namah, okay? So we chant the mantra together, please. Om.
Om.
Abhavitra.
Abhavitra.
Abhitrova.
Abhitrova.
Sabhavastam.
Sabhavastam.
Gatobhiva.
Gatobhiva.
Ya. Smare.
Smare.
Pundarikaksham.
Pundarikaksham.
Sabhaya.
Sabhaya.
Abhyantara.
Abhyantara.
Suci.
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 Vishnu, Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu,
Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu,
Vishnu, Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Om Keshavaya Namah,
Om Keshavaya Namah.
Narayanaya
Namaha. Oh, you're very fast.
Om Madhavaya
Madhavaya
Namaha
Namaha.
Om
Om
Apavitra
Apavitra
Vitrova
Vitrova
Yavastam
Yavastam
Yatopiva
Yatopiva Pundarikaksham
Sabaya
Abhyantara
Suchi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Om
Keshavaya
Namaha.
Recite with me the pranam mantras.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vesaya Bhutale Himate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyane Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gopakravinda Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsama Svapadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Radha Madana Mohano Shishi Radha Madana Mohano. It is with great happiness and perhaps the same or similar excitement that all of us feel that I invite you now to enter the sacred space of the sacred initiation. This initiation is given in our sampradaya, our specific line of teachers,
it is done according to those guidelines which are set down in the ancient Shastras, and it marks a very important turning point in the life of a disciple. You might ask, yeah, but most of them have already chanted, most of them have already followed four rules and regulations, most of at least tried, most of them have already done devotional service. So how is this particular day a turning point? How is it an event that is divides the life and life before initiation and life after initiation? The answer lies in the word commitment. At the time of our initiation, we commit to the path. It is only in commitment when the more subtle things can happen. Think of the commitment which happens between husband and wife. It's no longer just a partnership. With commitment, it becomes something that is the basis of a family and future children and generations to come. Commitment has power in it. Or if you commit to doing something like a Govardhan Parikrama, it means you will somehow finish it, even if your feet are not well, even if it rains, or anything, any other obstacle happen. Commitment is heard by Krishna, someone who makes a commitment, and he is reciprocating in kind. He accepts, actually, at the point of initiation, he accepts a person as his own member. There's a beautiful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which will please and delight you. I want to read it to you. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samapana sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sama. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord, no? Fully surrenders means commitment. Krishna accepts him to be as good as himself. He, in other words, accepts him in his family. He is now a family member. And this has serious consequences on the devotee's life, which is expressed in these words. Se deha kare tara chit ananda maya aprakrita detanra charana bhajaya. When the devotee's body is thus transformed into spiritual existence, the devotee in the transcendent body renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. I mean, I have never seen, perhaps there are records of this, that someone who gets up after the initiation has a brilliant spiritual body that shines from here to London. how can we, the scripture say that the body is spiritualized? Well, it is, thank you, it's like this, because Krishna accepts such a devotee who goes through this initiation process as his own. It is only a question of time, you know, when the fully spiritualized body returns back home, back to Godhead. So he is in the process, the spark will now increase and increase. However, this can only happen if there is a transformation going on. That it's a science to transform a person. It's not something so simple. Oh, I get a new name, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Babu. This is not the situation. This is not the process. Hare Krishna. There must be a transformation going on, which the scriptures talk about. I read you my favorite verse about this transformation, which has really informed a lot of my thinking, my work, and so on. A few days ago, a devotee asked me, can we please republish your book on transformation? I think The Art of Transformation is the book. And said, please don't do it, because at that time I just started my research on how someone can have a transformation. Now I want to write the book for where all the agents of transformations, or that what makes the transformation possible, are enlisted. So here's the verse which is tells you about the transformation. Yata kanchana tam jati kamsyam rasa vidanata tata diksha vidanena dvijatvam jayate ninam. Just like it is possible to transform base metal, simple method, metal, into gold, by an alchemical process, so an ordinary human being like Abhishek can become twice born by taking initiation. You are the only man who takes first initiation, but there are a few who take second initiations. Just like it is possible to transform base metal into gold by an alchemical process, so an ordinary human being like Ananta Gauranga can become twice born, best of the brahmanas, by taking initiation. There must be an alchemical process to do this. This transformation doesn't take place by just calling now the ordinary metal, let us say it is metal like this, you are now gold, from this moment on you are gold. Let's say, no, I'm what is it? Brass. I'm not gold. I'm cheap metal. Not super cheap, but quite cheap metal. No, I just gave you a new name. Gave you the name gold. Now you are gold. Will it be like this? There must be a process. Alchemy, I don't want to bore you. To read the books, go to Wikipedia. It's not an easy, cheap thing to turn one metal into another. You have to go against what is called in physics the strong force, that which holds the molecules together, so that this is brass. You have to just change that strong force, break it, and make it so that the molecules are now in a different, or atoms are in a different constellation, and build gold. It's wow. So the five process, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us an analysis. What are the five processes that those who desire to become unalloyed devotees and worship Krishna, these are the five things which they must do. This is the process. The verse he quotes is from Padma Purana. It's a very interesting verse. Tapapundram tatanama mantro yagasya panchama ami hi pancha sanskara. Five sanskaras, no? Paramat kanti hetava. Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnav, in terms of Pancharatrika Vidhi, is one who has been purified by the five kinds of purificatory processes, the Pancha Sangskaras. First, practicing austerity for the sake of the Lord. Second, wearing Vishnu Tilak. Third, receiving the holy name of Vishnu. Fourth, accepting initiation into the Gayatri Mantra, and five, performing yagya for the sake of Vishnu. All of you who are sitting here, you can still decide if you really want to do this.
It's your last chance. No one will be angry at you. Your friends will say, I told you, you should not take initiation from Sachinandan Swami. Go to Haribol Baba, Guru, and he will easily give you, and so on. But yes, Haribol Guru is nice, but it won't work. You will not receive your goal of life. When I said Haribol Guru, I did not mean any guru in our movement. I mean meant outside. So, the first is tapa, some austerity. What is our austerity which we practice? Four rules and regulations. You all know them? I think yes, you will have to say them to her. And we know there are times when it's not easy. We know that. Therefore there are ashrams in which we can approach this. Tapa in previous times meant, just so that you know a little history, that one who was initiated was taken like he was burned with the marks of a chakra and of a disc on his shoulder. This was hot iron. It was placed into the fire till it was glowing, then it went into the thing, because now you would belong like a cow to the to a new owner. No, it's branded. It's called branding. Tattooing is for the small-minded people, the cats, the pimpies. This was a real thing of old times. It's not done. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered to not do this, but if there are marks, it is used by sandalwood paste. You write down holy names and so on. But tapa means austerity, these four rules and regulations. Second, wearing Vishnu Tilak. It's called Urdhva Puntra, and this Tilak is very nicely designed. There are two walls, one and two, here, left and right. It means it's a Hari Mandir, it's a temple of Lord Krishna, and by putting this on your body, you're signifying my body is now a temple of the Lord. He's sitting in the heart, he's my Lord, I want to worship him. With this I make myself clear. I do know that some of you may not use this tilak during the day because you may have to work.
And it's also, we all know, when you sweat, the tilak looks like my tilak, interrupted, and so on. But I would request you to think about the meaning of tilak every morning after your bathroom activity. What I have, I am in the happy situation. I'm always dressed like this and live like this. But I remember once when I went to surgery. No, then I put an extra thick tilak on. But there were situations when I went to an official, you know, to collect my passport, and then I put just the water tilak, and I say Om Keshavaya Namaha. It protects you. It protects you from Maya's influence. It is very, very wonderful to do this. I know as our movement slowly turns into a congregational movement, many of these beautiful things are forgotten, but you can put it in water. And why not take the benefit of an ancient tradition with you, where you place the names of the Lord on the various parts of your upper body. So wearing Vishnu Tilak, then Nama, receiving the holy name of Krishna, that is done. Actually, the holy name is not dependent on initiation. It can be chanted also without initiation. But you will get what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, a spiritual name now that indicates your relationship with devotional service. I became a Sachinandan Das, you know, and I still feel like this, a Dasa, no? To Sachinandan, that means Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and others, Dasa, no? We are getting a name. It's very, very interesting. In this article of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, during the time of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, I mean, I say it wrongly, in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the word Ramanuja Das is added. So let us say a person gets the name Ram Krishna Das, then his full name is Ram Krishna Ramanuja Das. Because by being in allegiance with the founder of that sampradaya, an extra connection is made. I remember today His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, my esteemed godbrother, who made all this very sure that those who took initiation understood that they were now more connected not only to him but to Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Acharya. And he did some research into this based, I believe, on the article of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We nowadays also understand that new disciples, they are very, very much connected to Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the Acharya. So although we will give today a name, Govinda Das, and the understanding is Govinda Prabhupada Das, we will not make it so explicit. So we are connected. Doesn't mean that the initiating guru steps back from his responsibility to guide, but he does guide his disciples. It only means that there is also the grandfather present in the initiation, double protection, so to say. Then there is another aspect, mantra. This refers to the Gayatri mantras that pertain to the form of one's worshipable deity, especially the 18 syllable mantra, which cannot be talked about in public. No? And finally, yagya, or the worship of Hari, which we all do. For those who take the second initiation, we strongly recommend that you will worship the Lord. In fact, for one devotee, I made it a condition when I gave him, he's now sitting amongst us, I will not tell his good name, that only if you start worshipping Srila will you receive from me the second initiation, because your situation is such that it is best for you. But there are other devotees who worship personal home deities, perhaps Gornitai, and those who don't have home deities, no problem. Or let us say it is not always even good, because you live in a temple, you should sometimes worship the deities in the temple or take part in this, because Hari Seva is very important, no? And here it's called yagya, all in the category of archana. So five things bring about your happy initiation. No? Tapa, you remember the four rules in our case. Then Udvapunda, which means wearing tilak somewhere, not just during your initiation day, Abhishek. Tilak is good, it's best ornament in life. But I understand when we are very public, it can be done with water. You say the names, no? And then the nama, getting a new name. Then the mantras, which you for the first initiations, that's the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then worshipping Lord Krishna in some ways. You can also do this by Sankirtan Yagya, the Kirtan Yagya. No, this is important. I sometimes feel, and I have also disciples who are like this, they only are interested in one aspect of initiation, that is, when do I get a name? But you know, a name anyone can give you, and this won't work really if you don't have the other four intact. And therefore you might like to listen to this recorded lecture. It is recorded? Good. Consider something like health. There are a few ingredients for a healthy body. You do need to eat healthy. You need to sleep. I think those of you who came from America will agree with me that sleep is an important need. And then there is a lifestyle, you know, which you need to move, exercises, you need to speak truthful words, a lifestyle that is conducive to health. These are the three pillars of health. If you say, no, I'm healthy, I'm just sleeping, that is enough for my health, it doesn't work. You have to do all the other things. Or let us say, I'm healthy by just eating. You will be unhealthy by just eating. You have to bring all the things together so that you are healthy. In much the same way, if you want to transform your heart and become a happy, ecstatic devotee of Krishna, with a mind that is always above the clouds, as we heard this morning, you need to consider these five elements, which are the five sankskaras in life. Yes, having said this, is my message clear? Yeah. Does it make sense? Yes. And we have seen it, we have experienced. You know, in your own life, when you do these things,
how blissful you are. And you know what happens when you don't do them. Yes, you may be entertained, but not blissful. You're not blissful in the same way. You're not on a spiritual level, but on a material level where the so-called happiness quickly turns sour, like sour milk, and is no longer relishable. So, good. Please do listen to this class again. I talked in the past about these five sankskaras, but I found by Krishna's mercy the original article of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and prepared my talk on the basis of this article. So it's definitely more complete than what you have heard. Fine. And those who are already initiated, did you hear what was in the air? Krishna consciousness is a serious process. It will it's a science, Prabhupada says it like this. And like a scientific process gives predictable results, in the same way the scientific process of Krishna consciousness will give you the results that are promised. Mm-hmm. Good. What do we do now, Vas? Name giving. Achave. One of the five sankskaras will now take place. So, just like you, I must say this part of the initiation ceremony I like most. In England, I sometimes can't remember names, often, and then I excuse myself. I said, I'm sorry, I'm in the habit of giving names. So it happened when I did give names to the devotees which were not their names. I called Krishna Das, for instance, Krishna Jivan Das, and so on. So here is, this is now the time for this. Yes, I would like to ask Vijay Mehta to come forward. Please, you can come here. Yeah.
Let me just try for you.
Yeah. Good. This is very good how you sit. Please, those others who are sitting. See, this is a little awkward. We need to face the deity, we need to somehow not turn our back to Prabhupada, and we need to somehow face our Guru Maharaj. So this Vijay is a professor of mathematics. He calculated the best sitting posture. This is the best, really. Congratulations. So, Vijay. Now I will ask you, what are the four rules and regulations?
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication.
You made it. And how many rounds a day?
16 rounds.
Wonderful. So, see how to enter this most beautiful bivak I've ever seen. If your chanting is as beautiful as this bivak, Nityananda will take you. So your good name is the best name. Vrindavan Vilasini Devidasi. Hare Krishna. So next, yes, this time, today, this day is the day of the Matajis here. In the Bhakti Tadhyana, please come forward. Du kannst dich auch genau so hinsetzen. Ja. Und
so. Was sind deine Einweihungsversprechen?
Ich verspreche rein vegetarisches Essen, kein Fleisch, kein Fisch, keine Eier, kein Alkohol, kein Kaffee, Tee und Zigaretten. Ich setze auf Glücksspiele und Sexualität nur in der Ehe.
Genau. Ja, und wie viele Runden?
22.
Ja. Tatjana is saying, I promise to chant 22 rounds a day. My recommendation is that's good, very nice, but at the initiation, well, better you stay with at least 16. Also ich sag's mal in Deutsch, es ist gut, wenn man sich etwas mehr vornimmt, sehr gut sogar, also, aber das Versprechen sollte sein, mindestens 16, nicht? Also dass du das wirklich jederzeit machst. Es mag Tage geben, wo du nicht deine 22 Runden erzählen kannst, aber dann 16 Runden. Gut. Ich glaube, du... Nee, wie geht das jetzt? Ja, ich gebe dir das. So, rechte Hand. Dein werter Name ist Taruni Radha Devidasi. Dankeschön. Dankeschön. Ich warte noch, bis du sitzt. Taruni. Taruni heißt die jugendliche Radharani. Die Jugendliche, so. Jugendlich, so. Taruni means the youthful. So it's a youthful Radharani. So, next. Oh, sorry. Wir können das geben. Nicht werfen, don't throw it at the sacred. So, next devotee is Bhaktin Rinali. Please come here, Rinali. There's a whole group of support from England who has come.
Yes, thank you.
Sehr gut. Ja. Hare Krishna, Rinali. What are the four rules and regulations to which you commit?
No fish or eggs, no intoxication,
yes.
No gambling, and no illicit sex.
Yes.
And a minimum of chanting 16 rounds.
Wonderful, wow. Rinali, this is wonderful. Your good name is Ratna Mayi Devidasi. Ratna means jewels. So, this is a very, very wonderful name of Radharani, the one who is filled with jewels in her consciousness. It's the name of Radharani, her jewels are her attachment to Krishna. No? Yeah. Raghunath Goswami tells us about some of the jewels. She is always Krishna Mayi, thinking of Krishna, absorbed in Krishna. So your good name is Ratna Mayi Devidasi. I will put this piece of paper before the temple door so that you can find your name and write it. I mean, everyone and how to put the this and the that, and so on. Good. Now our Bhakti Natalia. Thank you. So, Bhakti Natalia, what are the four rules and regulations?
I promise to refrain from meat eating, illegal sex, gambling, and intoxication.
Wonderful. You only hurt yourself when you do these things, so best not to hurt ourselves. How many rounds will you chant at least each day? Wonderful. So your good name, here is it, is Nikunya Biharini Devi Dasi. Thank you. Nikunya Biharini is a name of Srimati Radharani also. It's the one who enjoys loving pastimes in the Nikunyas, that is the forest groves in Sri Vrindavan Dham. All these names are, do you notice they are? Also the first name, Vrindavan Vilasini, that's Radha, who plays delightful pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. This is the, yes, wonderful. So now comes our Leela Sara. Please come, Leela Sara. Thank you very much. Leela Sara, what are the four rules and regulations by which you live?
No eating meat, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
And how many rounds do you chant each day?
A minimum of 16.
A minimum of 16. Wonderful. Your good name is another ecstatic name. These are all the best names. Lileshwari Devi Dasi. I should acknowledge also your brother is here. Good name of the brother, Gaurahari, is it? What? Gaurahari? Yes, Gaurahari Prabhu. And your future husband is also with us. Or husband already. Sorry. Rushabh is also there. Yes, they are all here. Wonderful. By the way, that is something I so much appreciate with the devotees in who are connected or came through Pandava Senas. It feels really that everyone is like a family, and they come to support, you know, and yes, we are with you. Lileshwari is a name of Radha. She actually is the master of all the Leelas. She is, if Radha says, no, Krishna, I will never see you, and I also have given away all my black saris, I don't have any Sheelas in my home any longer, and because all this reminds me of you, not even Kajal I wear, and I have whitewashed the black tamal trees because you are too much. So Krishna then cannot see Radharani, and this he is controlled by Radha. Lileshwari Devi Dasi. So now we come to our Kshameshwari. Kshameshwari. Wait. No problem. You will soon come. We come to Bhakti in Astrik. Astrik comes from Armenia, the land of mountains. Is here a teacher in Koblenz? Yes, thank you. Bitte, was sind die vier Regeln und Regulationen?
Kein Fleisch essen, keine Glücksspiele stellen,
ja.
Kein Betäubungsmittel,
ja.
Und keine unzulässige Sexualität.
Genau. Ich weiß, das ist so fremd, deinem Wesen ziemlich fremd, das ist nicht schwierig. Wie viele Runden täglich bitte?
16 Runden Minimum.
Minimum, genau. Das muss man sich manchmal einteilen, wenn der Tag sehr busy ist. Ja, also dein guter Name ist Adi Madhavi Devi Dasi. Adi Madhavi. It's the original Madhavi. Madhavi is the name of Radharani, the original Radharani. I don't think there's any unoriginal Radha, but the name is like this, Adi Madhavi. Madhavi hat etwas mit dem Frühling zu tun, ein Neubeginn, nicht? Wenn die Blumen ausschlagen. Das göttliche Paar sich trifft im Wald von Vrindavan. Adi Madhavi Devi Dasi. Ein wunderschöner Name. So, yes. Now is our Kshameshwari. Please come forward. Getting ready, Abhay. Good. What are the four rules and regulations, please? How many rounds will you chant, please?
16 and 17.
Good. Your name is silence. Not silence. Kshameshwari Radha Devi Dasi. I can imagine Kshameshwari thinking, will he change my name? Yes or no? You are the child of a saintly mother, Ekadasi. Ekadasi somewhere is here, behind.
I'm here, Maharaj.
There. That is Ekadasi. You stay here. I just want you. You can stay there. You are already initiated. Some humor must be there. But Ekadasi is a very saintly mother, and there are four of her. She has five children. One is Kshameshwari. But then there is also the two twins, Ananta Goranga and Kishore Gopal. Then there's this young man, he has disappeared. Abhay? Abhay Prabhu, Abhay Charan Prabhu is there. And then there is Vishnu Priya somewhere also. This is an impressive family. And thank you, thank you, thank you that you all have assembled to give support. But I always have admired your family within the family, you know, very. It is good if we keep these values of. It's not by chance that we are born in one family, that we have a mother and a father. And I would never go against, I mean, when the mother has given a father or the family has given name, it is to be respected. Kshameshwari is, of course, the goddess of forgiveness. And Radharani is that goodness of forgiveness. It's a wonderful name. Chameshwari Radha. I know many will continue with calling you Chameshwari, and maybe on your birthday they will say the full name. But I will always say the full name. It's such a good name. Chameshwari Radha. It's wonderful. So, Hare Krishna, thank you. Last devotee for today, for the first initiation, is our Abhishek, who came all the way from Los Angeles, I believe. Please sit here. Yes. What are the four rules and regulations, please?
No meat eating, fish or eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
Yes. So, how many rounds you will chant minimum?
A minimum of 16 rounds every single day.
Yes, Abhishek, I know that this is not so easy because you're extremely active and very, very, very glorious service, following the footsteps of our illustrious Ganesham Priya. My tip always for it's not just to you but for everyone, try to learn to chant with taste so that you anticipate your rounds. Not that it is, oh, I have to finish the rounds. Learn to chant with taste. It's possible. It's the Goswamis say this is the sweetest of the sweets, but if we have not yet discovered it, we have to be explorers until we discover it. So your good name is Abhiram Thakur Das. Abhiram, this is an original cowherd boy. His name is Sridham, who appeared in the Chaitanya Leela and became one of the foremost associates of Lord Nityananda. His activities are truly extraordinary. For instance, he would lift a tree for which normally 100 people were required, and then he somehow would play flute on the tree. Don't ask me how, but he knew. This particular name, I think it really will first of all protect you. He's a very strong personality, extremely strong. If you wish, I can send you a photocopy of a description of some of his activities. He's extremely pure, again a transcendentalist beyond the world and its constrictions, who lift us, who can lift us up. Abhiram Thakur is very wonderful. I do know that devotees will continue to call you Abhi. That is unavoidable. But Abhiram, why at least say the Ram after it, you know? Abhiram, you know, Thakur is for me to say and for others who like details. But it is that Abhiram Thakur after who you are named as and whose Dasa you are. Very close to Nityananda, very close. Oof. Hare Krishna. There are our Abhiram Thakur's illustrious friends are there. I've seen Syam Gopal, I've seen Bhagavat Ananda Prabhu. Let me see. Oh, who's here? Our Vrajananda. Vrajananda gave an amazing presentation just a week ago during the Panda Vasena mentorship retreat. He is a high class politician. Sometimes when we hear the word politician in our circle, we are we smile in a tired way. But he is bringing Krishna consciousness, or as much as, you know, one has to be careful and has to be relevant, but he's bringing all these good influences into the world, and he's also here to give support. I think there are many who give support, so we wish you all the best. Hare Krishna. Ah, Krishna, Krishna. And thank you all for your trust and faith in my spiritual leadership. I will give my best to do this heavy task of being a spiritual guide, to do it full justice. In the upcoming, there will be a disciple meeting. It will have the heading "Come Talk to Me." It is how we can associate, and how there is energy, how there is spiritual energy flowing, how to make that work. So please listen very attentively, because some of you are in foreign countries, America, and so please, I will talk about this then there. Now I want to announce also, there are nine second initiates, mostly men, I should say, with a smile, but it's also wonderful that there are mostly Matajis in the first batch, so to say. Bharata Shrestha Das will take second initiation, Divya Singha Das, Nidyangi Devi Dasi, Ram Govinda Das, Sharad Bihari Das, Radhika Priya Devi Dasi, Smita Krishna Das, Bharati Devi Dasi, and Ananta Goranga Das, you know, from the saintly family, will also take second initiation. After this ceremony, you please all come to me in the where I am, you know, and then I will give you the sacred Gayatri mantras. Yeah, so you will take part in the ceremony. We also have a disciple of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj with us, who will take part in the yakya as per Maharaj could not do a yakya due to the circumstances of his departure. So it, the will be also here, this disciple. Fine, with this I want to give the microphone to Vasudev. Hare Krishna.